Jurors in the federal court trial of Martha Stewart and her former Merrill Lynch stockbroker began hearing testimony yesterday. The first witness was the acting chief executive of ImClone Systems, the biotechnology company at the center of the case. Earlier in the day, Stewart's lawyer disputed charges that she had lied about her reasons for selling ImClone stock. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It was more than 2 years ago that Martha Stewart telephoned her broker's office during a vacation refueling stop and approved the sale of 4,000 shares of ImClone stock. Prosecutors say she'd been tipped off that ImClone founder Sam Waxel and his relatives were unloading their shares, and that she and broker Peter Bakanovic later concocted a phony story to conceal what was essentially insider trading. Prosecutors say they did this because Bakanovic was worried about losing his broker's license if the truth came out, and because Stewart worried that the adverse publicity from insider trading allegations would hurt her company. Yesterday, Stewart's lawyer, Robert Morvillo, responded to the charges. He said that in the weeks before the sale, Bakanovic had been pressuring Stewart to sell off most of her ImClone shares, and he said she and Bakanovic had an agreement to sell off the rest if the stock dipped to $60 a share. He said it was an informal deal agreed to in conversations a few days earlier, which explains why no documents exist to corroborate it. The attorneys for the two defendants also criticized Doug Faniel, Bakanovic's assistant who processed Stewart's ImClone sale. Faniel is expected to testify that Bakanovic tried to pressure him to lie to investigators about the transaction. But Bakanovic's lawyer suggested Faniel himself is lying about the sale in order to get a plea bargain. He says Faniel was fixated on Stewart and had passed on information about ImClone to her without being asked. Morvillo tried to portray Stewart as sympathetic, calling her a self-made businesswoman from a humble background who likes to do things well and gets ridiculed for it. The jury also heard from a Merrill Lynch executive who said the firm had a strict policy of not letting brokers tell clients about trades that other clients were making. U.S. officials say Bakanovic broke that rule when he told Stewart to sell her shares and had to lie to investigators to cover up what he'd done. With a snowstorm headed for the New York area, the judge suspended the trial for today, but testimony is to resume tomorrow. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.